Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you again for your word this morning. And we just thank you, Father God, that you just encourage us again, Father God, to see you the most important factor, the most important God, the knee to whom everyone must bow, Father God. We appreciate, Father God, that we've been drawn into your family and you've placed us on this high place, Father God, a place of repentance, re-waking up anew to your goodness, to your mercy, and to your favor in the midst of the deception that is going on, Lord. So bless this word to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, family. The readings this morning, we're right on the end of Psalm 107, and we've seen, right through the psalm, it's so clear. It's a number, two or three witnesses we see over and over. When people call on the Lord comes through, and then he deals with the situation, leads them into safety. And then also, it's so important to be thankful and to praise the name. Don't forget, but to lift up his name, declare this is the good God that has got hold of us. He started a work and he's completing, and he's never leaving us or forsaking us. And that's motivation then for mankind. Amen. We are the lights, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. So yeah, you could see here, he can lift up, but also he brings down. So the turning point is when people come to the Lord. And this is the beauty. And we need to realize, that no one rejoices when someone is taken away, even though he might been evil or he might been a wicked person. But one thing I like here right at the end. The lovers of God rejoice when they see this, when good men are glad when the evil ones are silenced. And the way I perceive this, when people can be how wicked, I've seen this in my ministry. I've worked with some of the worst people. And when the wicked are silenced, and what I'm speaking about here is when they come to the Lord. And their sins are taken away, and they come into Christ, and they understand now they've got to live for Christ. I mean, to live as Christ, to die is gain. That they die to that evil, that they die to that the hold the evil the devil had on them, and they just push on into Christ. That's the death that we, as children, lovers of God, we appreciate when we see that. And we've got opportunity. There is so much diversion, so much deception, so much lies out there, guys. And we the fragrance of Christ. We are the light in this world. We there to bring Jesus into the situation. And I also just want to encourage you, be bold, sometimes in that day you don't want to offend and you don't want to lose people because you yes, just like the Lord, his long-suffering patience and his kindness leads people to repentance, but sometimes you've got to speak straight. And specifically here where we are now, this is one family that is they were the worst of the worst, you can say, and people wrote them off, many of the church people. We started working with them, and then I came to a point in that there is I'm going to speak straight, and the important thing is speaking straight in love, and I said, listen, other people are not going to say this to you, but you're going to work yourself out of this community as well if you carry on like you were or how you used to. And praise God, they listened, the whole family is making a is turning now to this good God, to this God that has a testimony of taking from the mud and putting people on the rock in Jesus, and then putting praise on their lips. That's the God we serve. He makes a difference. So be bold, be strong in the Lord, And when the spirit leads you, speak in love into the night, into the horrible situations, and trusting that God will do his work. Amen. We don't beat around the bush. Amen. It's either you going down into the deception on staying on this road of destruction, or you coming through Jesus. And then once you're in Jesus, you need to stay in Jesus. Amen. Faithful, perseverance, endurance. That's the qualities of a child of the living God. Amen. Sorry, this morning Danita's stay off, so I'm just letting her sleep in a bit. And yeah. So bless you guys. Have a lekker day. Thank you, Jesus. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.